Hey everybody, this is Terry McBride and you're listening to Lee Williams.
We got married in high school, had a baby when we turned 18. I bagged groceries in the daytime, at night I learned to fix TVs. When you come by things the hard way, well, you learn how to hold on tight. So don't think you can waltz in here and take her without a fight. This ain't just some neon love come lately. It's a precious thing you don't know nothing about. We were joined in the eyes of the Lord, in the eyes of our hometown. Why don't you leave her alone? You're treading on sacred ground. Yes, I took for granted she would never look at someone else. Now I got some patching up to do. Oh, and I don't need your help. I know you're the leaving kind. Well, I sure hope you will. Before she goes and burns those bridges.
We moved into a cafe now. We're moving around today, different places, talking to a lot of the visiting artists here. And Terry McBride's in front of me.
That's right. Lee, good to meet you.
Yeah. And talk just quickly before we get into what you're doing now and what you're doing in the future, some of the stuff that you did in the past.
Well, I came to Nashville back in 91. I was a recording artist on MCA, and I had a band called McBride and the Ride. And we had quite a bit of success. You know, we toured lots of dates. Had about a 5-year run, several top 5 singles, had a big number one song. Actually, Lee, 25 years ago this week, we had the most added single in the country, a song called Sacred Ground.
And I remember
it was a big song for us. My pal Kix Brooks co-wrote that from Brooks and Dunn. And we played the New Faces show that same week, so we had the most added single, New Faces. And then later that summer, it became our first number one single for us, Sacred Ground. And we were really off and running, so that went along for a few years. Then fortunately for me, unfortunately, the band broke apart. But the upside to that was other artists started recording my songs. I was writing most of those songs for McBride and the Ride. Then some of my heroes, John Anderson, George Strait, and Brooks and Dunn cut a song of mine. And the first single they cut was a song called I Am That Man, and it went to number one. And Ronnie was a fan. Kix had written a hit for me. We were new groups of the year, 92. CMA, ACM was Diamond Rio, McBride and the Ride, and Brooks and Dunn. So I had a history with those guys going way back. After they cut one of my songs, I spent almost the next 13 years traveling and writing songs for Brooks and Dunn. I had about a dozen singles with those guys and a bunch of cuts and a whole lot of fun. and developed a couple artists along the way, produced a couple things, co-produced Ronnie's solo record and some of the last Brooks and Dunn records, and young artist Claire Dunn on MCA, and I've stayed active. I've been busy. I just haven't been a recording artist during that. I was sort of behind the scenes, and mainly writing songs for other artists up until this EP, which I just completed.
Wonderful. So is there going to be a single from it?
There is. We just released a single about a week ago. The EP comes out today, iTunes, Spotify, everywhere, getting great response. We were saying earlier, we ran into a friend of mine who works for a record label, and he was congratulating us on another artist we have at our company. And then once he pulled the chart up, he realized my single, Hotels and Highways, is the number 4 downloaded song among radio stations this week. We didn't even know it.
That's how cool is that?
It was so fantastic. We were asking him, can we get a copy of that to make sure it's official? But we pulled it up and we have it now. They send it to us now so we can monitor it. But yeah, we're just getting started. But the response has been really fantastic. So it feels good. No matter what happens, we're off to a really good start.
And what style of country is it in? Because I haven't heard it yet.
Well, for me, I mean, I'm a country singer. My voice, I grew up in Texas and pretty, cut my teeth on classic, progressive country. I grew up near Austin, Texas in the 70s when Willie Nelson was on fire in Austin. That really spoke to me. I loved Jerry Jeff Walker and Guy Clark and Towns Van Zandt, all that cool stuff that was coming from Texas, as well as the Los Gonzo Band, Rusty Weir, Gary B. Nunn. There was just a whole... Doug Somm was one of my favorites. And so I have a little bit of that country thing involved. But I've been writing songs for radio, contemporary type things for years. So it has a bit of that flavor. It sounds sort of current. It's not really a throwback or anything like that. So that's the feedback I've been getting mainly. People are just impressed that it sounds like the guy who used to sing at McBride and the Ride with some kind of a cool current type of song,
That's very good.
Yeah, it's been interesting. Hey everybody, this is Terry McBride and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I was born with a restless, rambling heart, not one to be fenced in. Before I can hang my hat, I'm already gone again. Girl, you need to know before you go and fall too hard. My roots are wrapped around a pair of taillights in the dark. Hotels and highways, it's all I've ever known. More miles and memories of falling asleep alone. Waking up to the hum of the traffic at the door, your whole life in a suitcase on the floor. It's all staring at walls and late night calls from my home away from home. Hotels and highways, yeah. A guy like me is used to getting lost out on the road. I moved too quick to see kiss like this might go. So I hold you close and make the most of this setting sun going down. And like a leaving song, I'll be long gone before it rolls back around. Hotels and highways, it's all I've ever known. More miles and memories of falling asleep alone. Waking up to the hum of the traffic at the door. Your whole life in a suitcase on the floor. It's all staring at walls and late night calls from my home away from home. Hotels and highways, yeah. You get used to the hum of the traffic at the door. Your whole life in a suitcase on the floor. It's all staring at walls and late night calls from my home away from home. Hotels and highways, yeah.
there seems to be a you know, there's this barrier between today's country, as I call it, traditional country, and also Americana.
Well, you're right.
Which all three are doing well.
You're right, and good for that. And where I come from in Texas, they have their own thing going on. It's unbelievable. The artists that are just
music.
Oh, that are having Red Dirt Road or whatever they call it down there. But it's amazing. And yeah, and I'm a fan of all kinds of music, so that's plays into what I do as well. I mean, I love the classic country. I'm still writing things for modern. I have a song on Cole Swindell's new record. I also have a song on Trace Adkins' new album coming out next month. I've got a song on Hank Jr.'s last record. Yes, I'm all over the place as far as writing, but I like that. Like you said, that's what's cool about what's happening right now. There's a lot of different styles of music, and if I can fit in a few of those instead of just one of those, I might be able to make a living or continue to.
So are you on the road promoting the new EP?
I am. I've just started performing live. I haven't done that in almost 20 years. I did one of my first full band sets last night over here on Broadway at the Tin Roof, and it was fantastic. The band was killer. The crowd was just so good. And I'm off and running. I'm headed to Texas next week to do a show opening for Tracy Byrd, who's a guy back from the 90s. He was on my label back at MCA, a label mate, and a young guy named Aaron Watson. He's the headliner down there.
He's just been in the UK on a tour.
I saw that.
Yeah, he's very good. Yeah.
Isn't that something? I don't know Aaron, but I'm looking forward to meeting him. I'm opening like an acoustic act with all these bands, so I hope it goes well. We'll see.
Good.
But yeah, and then more dates to follow. We're trying to figure out how and what's the best way, as this little single hopefully maybe catches on. That'll lead us in some directions, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting summer for sure.
Well, I think you would do extremely well in Europe with it.
Oh, I would. Sure. I have fans. You know, the curious and interesting thing about social media, which I didn't have 25 years ago, you can imagine. I have.
You didn't even have email.
Of course not. I have old footage from the road. We're doing an interview in Louisville, Kentucky with Coyote Calhoun, a very successful music director. We're telling him, he's interviewing us, and we said, well, we just did 21 shows in 23 days. We hadn't been home. He had our new album. We hadn't even seen it yet. That's how ancient times were back then. We were traveling so much, we hadn't even seen our own record. He had it, but yeah, the lot has changed, and social media is a big part of that. But I can tell I have fans in Europe, the UK especially, a lot of fans there. So I would love to get back into some point, someday, finding a way to get over there and do some shows. It would be wonderful.
I'll give you some ideas in a few minutes.
Hey, that would be great. That would be great, Lee. Thanks.
Well, Terry, it's been great talking to you. I mean, I've been in radio forever. They call me an industry veteran.
Yes.
Which makes me feel old, but I'm not. And but we used to play with Brian the Ride the time in the UK, and you know,
so cool.
And this show will go out to 12 different stations around the world.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, so,
well, I've seen over the years, you know, when I get my statements of who's playing what, I've always seen Spins from the UK. So thank you.
Yeah.
I can see they're coming from there, and it's from guys like you that are spinning it, obviously.
Good. Well, great. We're looking forward to getting the EP and the single, and we will play it to death for you.
Oh, man, Lee, I appreciate that. And it's a pleasure meeting you, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, this is Terry McBride, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Wheels up, she took off with my love. Flight 93, yeah, I wonder what state she'll be over me. Window seat westbound, I bet she's two drinks in by now. Hollywood signs and summer sunsets, touchdown LA. Why'd you go and take her away? I hate your sun kissing her skin. I hate your waves pulling her in. California, I wish she'd never said your name. I hate the way it never rains. The stars, the flame, yeah, everything. California, why'd you go and take her away? I hope changes her mind once she unpacks. I got a feeling that she's gonna stay. I've only got one thing to play. California, why'd you go and take her away? I hate your sun kissing her skin. I hate your waves pulling her in. California, I wish you'd never said your name. I hate the way it never rains. The stars, the fame, yeah, everything. And her skin, I hate your ways pulling her in. California, I wish you'd never said your name.